AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. The intense manhunt for two escaped murderers in upstate New York has hit its 10th day. Meanwhile, prison staffer Joyce Mitchell, charged with helping the killers flee, heads back to court today. Prosecutors say Mitchell had agreed to be the getaway driver, but backed out because she still loved her husband and felt guilty for participating. Clinton County DA Andrew Wiley says it appears Richard Matt and David Sweat spent months planning their escape.
This wasn't something that happened, overnight. They didn't start working on this on Friday, June 5th, and then were able to find their way out of the facility.
Wiley says the killers apparently cut their way out using tools stored by prison contractors, returning the items to their toolboxes after each night's work. Authorities say no one was injured after a natural gas pipeline rupture sparked a massive fire that prompted home evacuations in South Texas. Jordan Burris told KAVU-TV that she saw the flames from the window of her home in Cuero.
Just the way it was circling and the way it spreaded and saw all the cows just start running, my heart just dropped. I couldn't think at all. My first thought was just to get out of here, like it's heading towards us.
Rescue workers in Tbilisi, Georgia are still searching for at least two dozen people and some potentially dangerous animals missing after severe flooding ravaged the city's zoo and left at least 12 people dead. Two shark attacks about an hour apart off Oak Island, North Carolina, have left two teens severely injured. Mayor Betty Wallace says sharks have never come so close to shore there before.
This is very, very surprising, very upsetting, very surprising. It's the last thing that I would have thought of.
His campaign logo leaves off the name Bush, assuming Americans know who Jeb is. The former Florida governor set to launch his GOP presidential bid today. This is AP Radio News. Stephen Curry scored 37 points, and the Golden State Warriors took a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals with a 104-91 victory over the Cavaliers last night. Warriors coach Steve Kerr says closing out the finals in Game 6 in Cleveland Tuesday night will be difficult.
There's a lot of emotion. You're right there on the cusp of something, but you still have to get the job done. And in this case, we'll be on the road against a great team. It's going to be hard. It's just the way it is.
LeBron James had 40 points in the Cavs' loss. Jurassic World, the fourth dinosaur film in the series, is the highest global opener of all time.
Stand down.
Hey, what did I just say?
It took in a staggering $512 million in its first days in theaters around the world. It can also claim the second highest domestic opening of all time, right behind Marvel's The Avengers. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.